all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Today's reading might appear to be just about picking apples, something I actually know a little bit about, because at the end of the 1960s, a long time ago, early 1970s, I was in New Zealand, and the first, it was on a working holiday, and the first job I did was actually picking apples. It was good fun on the whole. Initially, a bit frustrating, because all we had to do was pick and throw away the little apples, so that was more space and water, etc., for the bigger apples. But when we got onto the bigger apples, we were allowed to eat apples as we picked, and we were encouraged to eat the really, really big ones, because they would only have gone to a juice factory. Even in those days, people were a bit fussy about how many apples they got to a pound or a kilo, so they had to be the sort of that sort of size. So now to the story. Two brothers and their different responses. Two brothers and two responses. Before I go any further, I'd like you all to spend just a moment thinking about your own response to the situation we heard about in the reading. Firstly, would you say no to your dad asking you to help him, especially as it may have sounded like hard work, but then decided to go after all? Or secondly, would you say yes and then decide it wasn't a day for helping, you would find something else more interesting to do and not go and help? So would you either say no and then change your mind and go, or would you say yes and then not go? Just a quick, I don't need to know, I just would like people just to think about it themselves. So to put the story into context, the verses before the ones we heard, Jesus has been asked by the religious leaders who know all about the teaching, healing and forgiving people, the saying sorry for all the things that they've done wrong that Jesus has been doing. By what authority are you doing these things? Their question is, and who gave you this authority? They're hoping to trap Jesus. Instead of answering their question, though, Jesus asks them a question. John's baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven or of human origin? This caused a real problem for the religious leaders, because they recognized that, whichever way they answered, Jesus had them over a barrel. If they answered that it was from heaven, then why had they ignored John the Baptist's teaching? And if they said it was of human origin, they knew that the people would be angry because they had recognized that John was a prophet. The parable of the two sons is Jesus' response to their original question, by what authority are you doing these things and who gave you this authority? It's to make the religious leaders think about how they had responded, firstly to John the Baptist's call to repentance and his announcement of the coming of the kingdom of God, and then secondly, their response to Jesus' very similar teaching and message. We can all be like the two brothers, because we can all do things that aren't very helpful to those who look after us, to our friends. Many of us say, or have said, we will do a job and then we get involved in something else and we don't do what we've said we will. How many times did we adults say to our parents when we were growing up, can I just, when we were asked to tidy a bedroom, help with the washing up, or even when it was time for a meal? And how many of you younger people do that sort of thing now? Do we hope that those who ask the question will forget what they've asked us to do? Because much of what Jesus has taught and the way he taught it was using stories, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, thought he wasn't teaching in the right way. The Pharisees thought that the only ways to teach were using the scriptures of the Old Testament and doing so in the way it had always been done. When I went to school, which was a very long time ago, we all sat at our own desks. We listened to what the teacher told us, made some notes to help us remember what we'd been taught so that we could remember to, so say, regurgitate it at times of exams, and we only spoke if we were asked a question. Learning that way would, I imagine, be very difficult for those of you who have been at school more recently or are at school now. As I understand it, at school now, things are done much more in groups when children have the opportunity of talking to each other. Perhaps the way I learnt is like the way the Pharisees taught, which they thought was the only way to teach anyone, and the way Jesus taught is more like the way it's done today. Today's story tells us how we should respond to Jesus' teaching, and there are two possible ways of doing so. Jesus is asking us to say sorry for the things we do wrong, so that we can then respond to his invitation to join him in his kingdom. The first type of response is that of the person who says no to begin with, perhaps because they think they don't have anything wrong to say sorry about. Then they realize that in fact there is plenty to be sorry about. So they say sorry and start doing things the way Jesus wants them to. The second type is the person who says yes because they like to think they are being good when in fact they're not. They are not following Jesus as he would like them to. So even though they've said yes, their lives are saying no to Jesus. The Pharisees, who don't like what Jesus is doing and don't listen to him, are perhaps like the brother who says yes and then doesn't go and help. They seem to think that what Jesus has been teaching isn't good enough for them. There is nothing more they can learn from it. They don't need to listen because their way of life, the way they live their lives, is as good as it should be. They are like the people who may seem to be very good, but then they do something which is naughty and hurts their parents, their neighbours, or their friends. They may seem to lead good lives, but in fact, underneath the outward appearance, they aren't leading good lives. The brother who says no at first is like the ordinary people, the people who know that they are not welcome by the Pharisees. They say no because they think Jesus won't want to talk to them either. They know their lives aren't very good, and there are lots of things they need to say sorry to Jesus for. But because of what they do and how they live, he won't want them around him. Then they realize that if they do say sorry, that Jesus will forgive them and will accept them because they are trying to do what God wants them to do. They may seem to be very rough, tough people, but when it comes to being willing to help someone who needs help, they're ready to do so. Having said no at first, they then say yes because they realize that Jesus will help them. They are just the people who Jesus wants to be able to help, whatever they may have done in the past. Neither of the sons in the story, though, will have made their father completely happy with their behavior. The son or daughter who does make their parents happy is the one who tries to be helpful and does what they will say, what they say they will, even if they would rather not. They always try to be helpful and enjoy being able to please their parents or those who look after them. They know that it is the best thing to be trying to do. So perhaps the lesson for us is to try and live as Jesus wants us to live, to try and be helpful and polite and obedient. When we do manage to be helpful, we know that we are not only pleasing our parents, but also Jesus, and that surely is the best way to live. Jesus said that it is the people who try and do the things he wants them to do who are the ones who are rewarded by his love and will be welcome in God's kingdom. We also need to remember that the way we do things, the way we respond when we are asked to do things, is very important. Agreeing to do something and then stomping off and making a lot of noise and fuss about it is not a good way because it creates a nasty atmosphere and will make others sad. It isn't easy to be good and happy all the time, but that is how Jesus would like us to live. It's something we can aim for, even if we don't always succeed. Jesus knows it can be difficult for us sometimes, but at least if we try and be cheerful, happy and obedient, we know that it is the way Jesus would like us to be. So surely that must be a good thing to aim for. Amen.